is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The headline from London. Number 10 distances itself from Macron's Ukraine truce plan. French president, goes the subhead, claimed that France and Britain were proposing a limited four-week ceasefire, including guarantor troops on the ground in Ukraine during the ceasefire. However, we suddenly have number 10 saying, not so fast. So I turn to a veteran of the British military. I welcome Lieutenant Colonel Timothy Wilson, retired UK artillery. He joined in 72 and he left in 03. His opinion of the military is critical here because I read the numbers on Wiki and it is very small. Total regular personnel, Navy, Army, Air Force, 144,000. There are volunteer reserves. There are other personnel that add to it and get up to 185, according to numbers in 23. But that is not adequate, but there's worse. Tim, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. These numbers reflect a military that you report to me has been cut back consistently over many decades by prime ministers. What was their thinking? Why take the gem of the Europeans, the British military, Navy, Army, Air Force, and cut back? What did they think the future held for them? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. No, first of all, I would say that it's a result of America and NATO offering too much protection, if you like. It started in the 60s with severe cutbacks. In the late 50s, they still had national service, and they got rid of that. And then they started to, the all-volunteer force got trimmed and trimmed and trimmed again. And we were paying a lot of money to maintain the British Army of the Rhine back in the 70s. At that stage, we were still paying something well over 4% of GDP. But they wanted a peace dividend, and they've continued to want that peace dividend. We now no longer have really any forward station troops anywhere, and it's gone from 4% to down to 2.23% of GDP spending on defence, which in absolute terms is still a lot of money compared with all the European nations, but a tiny fraction, less than 10% of what America spends. And to do that, they've had to cut back on everything, including equipment, but training in particular, and manpower. And they've cut the manpower to the stage where we now have less military, or less army, I should say, than we had in the 1850s.
You have a huge building, Ministry of Defense, near Whitehall. I imagine they're renting out pieces of it to educators because there's not enough to fill it. Now, what is to be done? We can talk about this. Is there a deployment possible? Can they put anything into Ukraine to guarantee peace?
Yes, but it will be a very small number. They have cut back so far and cut back on training and what have you that they're going to have to do some very rapid, very intense training with those troops, and that will cost money. And they're going to have to replenish stocks, including weapons and ammunition. And to do that, they're going to have to rob other units that have other jobs. And I guess the one way they can find the funding for this will be to cut back further on training for most of the units and the reserves. It's they've cut to the bone time and again throughout my military career and since. And how many times can you cut to the bone before somebody falls over?
We have a situation that is fluid in Europe right now. So rather than get to the politics, I want to stay with what the United Kingdom can afford, yes, but what it wants to do. Is there a spirit in the land that the military is necessary? Are there Tommy Atkins waiting to be recruited?
Yes, there are. There always are. The British military could recruit fully if it took the right moves. But the attitude here is very similar to a woke military that we were starting to see so much here in America. And that wokeness discourages, shall we say, active warriors from joining. So they will be pressed to deploy 2,000 people to the field, of whom maybe 1,600 might be combat forces, as I would regard them. But that will take all of the ready force that they claim to maintain all the time. And there's no fat in it. There's no supplies to back it up. They haven't even got enough uniforms at times.
Do they have the will to recruit down at the high school level? I mean, one of the joys...
The kids do. Like I say, if it's well handled, the military is still popular in the UK. But it's nowhere near as respected as it is here in the United States. And it's regarded as where the troublemakers go, if I can put it that way. It's almost the classic of, you know, you have a choice. You can go to jail or you can join the army.
Why would they do this? You lived through the 70s and 80s. What did they say they were up to? What, you mentioned NATO. How is that part of the story?
It's part of the story because in the early 80s, NATO and the Soviet Union was still going, and the threat was very real. Gorbachev was negotiating with Reagan. Reagan was negotiating with Gorbachev. And in 1983 at Reykjavik, basically Reagan told Gorbachev to get lost. And it got very, very tense for a while. We held, we deployed to the field, and the Americans ran Exercise Reforger, which was the largest troop movement since World War II, to get troops into Europe to reinforce the thin red line, as it were. They can't do it today because they've cut back every year. Every year it's been defense funding that's been right at the top of how can we save money. And as I say, it's down to 2.23% of GDP, which is way too low for even sustainment. And they have not enough spares. They don't have enough fuel for training. They don't have enough training time. They don't have enough training ammunition. And they've been giving war stocks of artillery ammunition, for example, to the Ukrainians. They've given them Challenger tanks, which they haven't replaced for the UK field army.
I'm told recently by a well-informed source that there are exactly 70 tanks left in Britain, 70. Is that credible?
Yes, completely credible. And that would be 70 working tanks, hopefully, but I wouldn't even bet on that. And I'll just say this. I do a lot of study on small arms. The British standard military small arm of the moment is the SA-80. The SA-80 is a bullpup design that was originally manufactured by the Royal Armouries. They've lost the capability to manufacture rifles in the UK, and they're now dependent on Sig Sauer in Germany to maintain those SA-80s. They have no production capability.
Lieutenant Colonel Tim Wilson, United Kingdom military, retired. I'm John Batchelor.